We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good Tuesday to each and every one of you after an historic night on Monday Night Football, a game that lived up to and beyond the hype. And we will spend a fair portion of the first part of the show, obviously, dissecting that, trying to figure out what it means in the grand scheme of things. At the end of the day, it's just one game. But what did that one game mean? I know one thing. It was as entertaining a football game as I've watched in a long time. And Shane, while I rail against similar kind of football in college football, for me in the NFL, it worked. It worked last night. Don't know if I'd want to see something like that all the time, but it was mesmerizing last night. Wow.
Yeah, it was like, please, after all this buildup, don't give me 20-17, even though 20-17 would be a good game, quote unquote. But, man, you talk about a game that you didn't want to end and couldn't fathom what the final score was going to be or even who was going to win. Turnovers turned out to be one of the big factors. It was incredible. 54-51, the Rams outlast the Chiefs in a game where there were 56 first downs, 14 touchdowns, 105 points, and the Chiefs become the first team ever to score a 50 in a game and lose. That's part of What's on Tap, brought to you by Side Pockets, where it's Taco Tuesday. Get four hard-shell beef tacos loaded to the hilt for just $5.95 today at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. All right, so Patrick Mahomes goes for 478-6, but threw three interceptions and lost two fumbles, leading directly to 14 points, indirectly to 21.
Right.
For as crazy good a game as he had, as he deserved some of the criticism for the loss. Or
yeah, I think no.
Do we chalk it up to, well, hang on, the two strip sacks? After all, were Aaron Donald, who's the best defensive lineman in the game and maybe the best overall football player in the NFL. He continues to wreck opposing backfields. And Mahomes threw a desperation INT at the end, which makes it look
count.
A little different or worse. Do we, for the first time all year, put a little blame at the doorstep of Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, there is accountability, and you can get, you know, what do you throw for? 468 or whatever it was?
478 and six.
478 with six touchdowns. I mean, it was absolutely fabulous. There's blame. If we really need to point fingers, there's a little blame to go around. Penalties were ridiculous, especially in the first half, obviously. Turnovers were... I don't care whether 105 points were scored or not, and we were looking at the scoreboard being, you know, blown up every single uptime up and down the field. The turnovers were a huge part of the game, and they were a big part of the game for the Rams, too.
Yeah, they were.
No question about it. I mean, when you've got, there were three defensive touchdowns in the game?
Correct.
I mean, my goodness. So those are huge. I'm not sure where I come down on this. You know, I'm going to be outlier and say that the Saints were probably sitting there thinking, okay, we can do this.
I don't think there's anything that they should be concerned about the Saints.
No, not at all.
I mean, they beat the Rams in a game just like this a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
So they know that they're built for something like this if it comes to that, for sure.
I think so, too. But, yeah, I mean, certainly defensively, you know, the inability to defend oneself, either team, really, the inability to defend oneself was problematic. And it's not like these teams haven't been defended. It's not like they're scoring 51 every single time. Mm-hmm. They were averaging, what, 35 and 33 points a game?
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, let's not go too crazy on this. Now, it was two teams coming together in a moment last night, and the game played out the way the game played out. Who knows what it looks like the next time they go against one another, if they should go against one another. But while it was great fun to watch, I'm sure that there are defensive coaches and other coaches today when they start breaking down video that probably won't have as exalted a view of it as we all did as fans.
Well, I mean, Mahomes trusted his arm a little too much on at least one of those picks, which he does from time to time. And when you have a over 4-1 touchdown to interception ratio coming into that game, you'll take some. I mean, you want to make an omelet? You got to break a few eggs. You know, 31 sure. and 7 is a good ratio. And then he went 6-3 last night with two fumbles. But could be argued they're not in the game if not for his arm. They were down 13-0, which, you know, for anybody else would be, oh, you know, we're in trouble. But for all the mistakes the Chiefs made, the last 7 minutes, of course it was the last 7 minutes when we should all be in bed, but the last 7 minutes, you had Chris Conley caught his second touchdown pass and gives the Chiefs a 51-47 lead with 2:47 to play, which nobody thought was safe at 2:47 left.
Oh, my God, no.
And then Goff replies with a 75-yard touchdown drive in 58 seconds, hitting Gerald Everett for a touchdown. But the whole key was it only took him 58 seconds, and Chiefs are just fine, got all their timeouts left. Well, then Mahomes underthrows the ball, and Marcus Peters, of all people, intercepts it with 1:18 to play. And how much time do you think the Rams managed to take off the clock on their next three plays?
13 seconds or something
14.
Like that?
Passed
14
twice.
Seconds.
And the Chiefs took like one timeout. And then one of the most unexpected heroes was Johnny Hecker, who destroyed a punt that went inside.
Boy, that dude is unbelievable, isn't he?
Is it not enough to have the best almost everything else, but they have Johnny Hecker, too, who's got a cannon for a leg?
Just incredible.
And then, of course, and I can't blame him at the time, but hindsight being perfect, it was a boneheaded move. Tyreek Hill caught it on, like, the two, and it backed him up into the end zone, you know, hoping he could bring back a big-time punt return, which he's done so often. He didn't. Mahomes threw another pick, and so both teams go into a well-deserved bye, 54-51. Some of the numbers. Goff, 379 yards, four touchdowns, ran one in, a rating of 117.1. Mahomes' rating was slightly better, actually, 117.6. He threw 100 more yards, practically. You know,
yeah. Well, that doesn't take into account the two fumbles, which obviously, so it's a bit of a flawed statistic, in that it is purely a passer rating instead of a
ball
instead
security
of a rating.
Yeah,
exactly. Which obviously is huge.
Here's what really bugged me, and it was in the first quarter when the game was, you know, far from over, and I didn't care who won, the officiating.
Yeah.
That first quarter was almost unwatchable because it was every other play a penalty on the Chiefs. At one point, I think I saw the graphics that had the Chiefs 9 penalties for 92 yards in the first quarter. The Rams didn't have any.
You know, it was as if they made such a big deal about this quote-unquote all-star officiating crew. It's like they all wanted to be all-stars.
I mean, they had to do something.
They were going to get their moment. And it was too bad because it was kind of like, at one point, I finally just said, for God's sakes, let him play. Let's go. I mean, There were a couple of egregious ones that were fairly obvious, but by and large, could have done without about half of it.
Well, they kept
far
it up
too many
pretty
stoppages
much.
In play.
Rams ended up with 8 for 60, accepted penalties. Chiefs ended up with kind of an okay after that start, 13 for 135.
Yeah, the second half, they were much better.
They were.
They were much more disciplined in the second half, no
but,
question.
Man, what a game. It was the highest scoring Monday night football game in history. The Chiefs, like I said, it's kind of a dubious honor. They become the first NFL team to score 50 in a game and lose. That blew past the over. 64 was the final number.
What it cost Vegas literally millions of dollars. 69% of the money was on the over.
On the over, that's right. A, quote, healthy seven-figure loss, unquote.
There you go.
For the book, according to a spokesman for a guy that has 108 sports books in Nevada. 69% of the customers took the over.
Make that back up in 2 days.
Sure.
That's okay.
It was also, though, interesting, I thought. The Rams opened last weekend as one-point favorites at Vegas Sportsbook. And then it was bet up to the Rams at -2.5. Then it was taken off the board because they didn't know where it was going to be played. And the line reopened with the Rams at -3.5. And then it closed at 3. And of course,
we played it at 3.5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we all got it because of that. That 3-point final spread. But Patrick Mahomes, that's the second time he scored, thrown for 6 touchdown passes. The first guy to ever do it on Monday night. It was the 4th time this season that a team lost when scoring 40 or more. And remember, they did it on Sunday night against the Patriots, 43-40 on that walk-off field goal. Are we as concerned? Not concerned because it's the Rams, or really DEFCON 4 with this Chiefs defense?
Not DEFCON 4, but let me pose the question in a different way, Shane, because I think it's a good question. Are you more, less, or about the same as far as the Chiefs as a Super Bowl contender is concerned after last night?
I'm exactly the same
bullish?
As I was. No, I'm exactly the same.
Me too. It didn't move the needle forward. It didn't really move the needle back. I'm kind of in the same place that I was when we went into it.
Here's what might, though, send you into a tizzy is that, okay, if you think they're a Super Bowl team, who are they most likely to play? Either the Rams or the Saints, who play just like that. And the result might be just like that. So this once-in-a-generation type of quarterback that the Chiefs finally landed doesn't have quite the defense to keep up with 2 incredible offenses from the NFC. And we're putting the cart way before the horse here and putting them in the Super Bowl. But if they do this again, what's going to stop the Chiefs from losing a game 54-51, whether it's the Rams or the Saints?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so we got the bye week to let this all marinate, but I don't know what's going to change. Eric Berry is not coming back. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
And even if he does, just everybody get off the Eric Berry thing. Let's go ahead and name him assistant coach because that's what he is. But what's going to change even after the bye? Trade deadline's over. Any good cornerback is already on a roster. They got good pass rush, man. Houston and D Ford, bless their hearts, doing everything they can.
Boy, they sure did, and they were good last night.
They were.
They really were. It's about matchups, and the Chiefs have been held to 30 or fewer 4 times this season. The Arizona game aberration because it was Arizona, and the Chiefs just kind of muddled through that game and won, scoring 26 points. They scored 30 against Jacksonville in a 30-14 win, 30 against Denver in a 30-23 win, and 27 against Denver in a 27-23 win. They can be held down in a game with matchups. So can the Rams. I mean, the Rams can be too. Now, it's difficult. Do we really, and we've already seen that the Rams can't do it to the Chiefs and the Chiefs can't do it to the Rams. Do the Saints, are they a team that is better equipped defensively to stop what either the Rams or the Chiefs can do? In other words, who's the best equipped defense amongst those three teams to actually make enough plays defensively to win a game?
The Rams front four gets a lot of run, as well they should, but their back end of their defense isn't anything special, I don't think.
No, they're not special.
Marcus Peters.
Now, maybe when they get Tlaib back, maybe that makes a little bit of a
Now, that would help.
I
like Tlaib more than a lot more than Peters when it comes to, you know, clamping down on somebody. But it's probably the Saints.
Probably the Saints. I would agree.
The Rams, like you said, held to 23 by the Broncos and 29 by the Packers. That's still quite a few points being held to.
It is.
You know, those are the lows. They've been either 30 or higher in every other game, including a 35-point effort in a loss to the Saints, 45-35. So I would say the Saints are most well-equipped. And by the way, Todd Gurley didn't score a touchdown last night either. They still got 54 points.
I know. Yeah,
13-game touchdown streak, and Gurley was pretty much non-existent. So that's a little scary, too. All right, 869-1240 if you want to weigh in. Ryan, you're first in. What do you think?
Thanks for having me, and I think that if we had any other quarterback going back to, I don't know, 20 years, you know, we lose that game by two or three touchdowns. But here's the thing. The book is out on Mahomes, and – I mean, everybody now in the NFL has a recipe to defeat the Chiefs, and I hate it. But if you can, like in New England, if you can spend your entire game with no penalties, or we found out that if you can get five turnovers and the Chiefs have 13 penalties, then you can beat these guys.
And if
there
you can
go, Ryan.
And if you can pressure Tom Brady, you're beating the Patriots, too.
I mean,
the secret's out on that old man, too. Get him off the spot, and you'll beat the Patriots.
I still like our chances on going to the Super Bowl, and it doesn't have to be this year. There's, you know, it's so exciting to think, hey, what's going to happen in the next 10 years? You know, having that kind of it's real exciting, and I welcome the rematch with the Patriots and all comers. I mean, let's get it on. Rock it out, guys.
Rock it out, Ryan. Thanks
Might
for the call.
Might be the Steelers.
Might be the Steelers. How about the Steelers coming to Arrowhead for a playoff game?
Oh, that would be that rematch. That'd be awesome. In fact, Chiefs become Steelers fans. I mean, Broncos fans again this weekend.
Yep.
Second weekend in a row as the Steelers come into Denver. So, there was nothing that happened with Kansas City last night that changed any view that I have about them. I thought that I thought Patrick Mahomes was incredible last night. We did see a couple of times where he did things that you wish he hadn't. The interception where he didn't get squared to the throw and threw kind of basically sidearm and got picked. That's you know, they're not necessary. He had plenty of time to get his feet right and to make that throw. And there were a couple of times that he, unlike in other games, seemed to try to put a ball into a spot where it just couldn't go. And I don't know if that's because he was being hurried a little bit more or what. I mean, I'd have to probably watch the game again. But I thought he was absolutely fabulous, and I thought Goff was really, really good too. I mean, you talk about guys that both could handle the moment. There weren't any issues with that. But I don't know. I think the question becomes, it'll be interesting to talk with Dan Israel too. I saw a lot of people last night commenting that, you know, for the first time in a long time, defense probably doesn't win a championship. And they may end up being right. But, God, I'd feel better if...
Rams had two scooping scores. Those are on defense.
They sure did. And the Chiefs took one off of the three. Yep. And the Chiefs got one. So, I mean, plays are being made defensively. I don't know.
Chris, is this Chris? Whoever this is, start talking. Tim, Chris, or James?
This is Chris.
Chris. Okay, I got one out of three. All right. All right.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Bruce. I don't think this changes anything at all as far as people's outlook, at least mine. And I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm not a Chiefs fan. But I think the Saints definitely are still the best team. I think the Rams and the Chiefs are very close. I tell you, though, if I'm a Chiefs fan, in the back of my mind is you-know-who in the AFC East. As long as they're still there, as long as Brady's still there and Belichick is still there, and again, I don't think the Chiefs are scared of anybody this year. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that I think the Chiefs fan in the back of their mind, if they were honest, would say, man, I wish this team was not here this year because it would be a clear path.
Well, you know what? They might have them in Arrowhead, though, this time around. Fairly big difference, and one.
Of course, history tells us that that's not an overly comforting thing.
But, no, but we got a. But I think we got this a once is a lifetime group. Quarterback now too.
Yep, you got. We're talking you got about. This is a different dynamic. I agree. Yeah, there's a couple of teams I think that you're right with. I think the Steelers are one of them. I think that the Patriots are another one of them too. I think those two teams are teams that probably can find a way. And a lot of that, Shane, is just because you're time honored.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams have done it for so many years. Their culture is such that they play well in playoff games. And they've got a history of doing it.
Tim, hang in there if you want to. We got to get to a break. More Chiefs talk if you want to get to it. We got some baseball talk coming up. Depends on the level of interest in that Chiefs game last night. Dan Israel coming up in 40 minutes also. So more Sports Daily coming back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.